in studio with me, I have Chef Peter Ayub and Chef Byron the Bus. I had to say that. Sorry. Peter is the executive chef and Byron is the soap chef. Is that right?
Sous chef.
Byron was originally a student number of years ago and has now evolved to sous chef. So very special journey. Both of them are a part of Sense of Taste, a dynamic and exclusive chef school in Cape Town, offering students the experience of training in a professional kitchen under the skillful guidance of well-established chef. Stop laughing at me, Zara. Welcome, guys. How are you feeling?
We're good. Thank you for having us.
We're very pleased to be here.
Yeah. So when did your love for food come about?
So I'm Peter, the executive chef of Sense of Taste. My love for food, I think from a kid of eating it, but the first thing I ever did after leaving school was go into chefing, and that's what I've been doing all the time. So it's been 30 odd years. It's been a long time.
I briefly mentioned Sense of Taste, but will you please tell us more about it?
So, Sense of Taste is a professional chef school. We do either a year certificate or a two-year diploma. We're very exclusive. We only take 20 students, so it's very one-on-one. And myself, Byron, teach every day. Debbie's the principal, the one sitting in the background here.
Hi, Debs.
So that's what Sense of Taste is.
Oh. Since starting Sense of Taste, how has it been received?
Exceptional. We really have one of the best names in the industry, and it just gets better and better every year.
Mr. The Bus, what is a sous chef?
So basically a sous chef is second in command. So chef's my leader. So as soon as he leaves, I take over. On any duties, responsibilities in the kitchen, it's my responsibility.
Don't you just love the way you're saying his surname?
No.
So, Peter, what is an executive chef?
Executive chef is just a fancy name for the head chef. But what chef? The word chef actually means it's a French word for boss. Oh. So the proper wording there is actually chef de cuisine, which means the boss of the kitchen.
What challenges have you faced in the industry, and how did you conquer them?
Working with Byron has been the biggest.
I'm a handful.
Okay. What has been your favorite dish that you had ever prepared?
For me, the most... I was lucky enough to cook for the late Nelson Mandela. And I made oxtail for him, and that was very special. It was, for a chef, it's one of the biggest honors I've had in my life.
Mm-hmm. So, Byron, have you ever made a flop in the kitchen?
I am not going to lie. I think I did it a couple of weeks ago. Because our students cook every day with recipes and cooking, not everything comes out 100%, but it's all about how much you know and actually taking that flop, as you say, and making the best of it.
And Peter, have you made a flop?
Jeez, probably millions over the years. It's the thing about trying out food, sometimes you come up with this creative idea, you put it down on paper, but then when you execute it, it could taste terrible. So
kind of an embarrassing story. I was supposed to crack an egg into a bowl of mints and stuff. Instead of it cracking into the bowl, it fell on the floor. I tried to pick it up with my hands, and obviously an egg is like separating. Then I had to take a bowl of water and like clean it up, and then I kicked the bowl of water over. Your story is not that bad.
Ach, man, Zora. Peter, do you have any words of encouragement that you have to say to the kids that wants to be chef one day?
Yeah, look, it's one of the best industries in the world. There's such a shortage for chefs. So if you're looking at studying something, I would highly recommend it. there's just not enough chefs for the restaurants around the world. And it's a really good way to travel and get around, because you can go work on cruise liners or yachts or
overseas,
different hotels. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunities. And it's really, really worthwhile. And it's so rewarding to be able to cook every day.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, Byron?
I would just like to say thank you, lovely ladies, for inviting us today. And for those listening who think they want to become a chef, after 6 years of hard work, starting from the bottom, meaning trainee, student, commie, all the way up to sous chef, and there's so much more ahead, so chefing has no limit to it. The sky is the limit when it comes to chefing.
Thank you so much for allowing me to interview you, and I hope I'll see you soon. So if you guys think that interview was the bomb, which I think it was, mm-hmm. you can contact us on Twitter at RxRadioSA, and on Facebook at RxRadioSA, and on Instagram or at RxRadioSA. Our WhatsApp number is 060-621-8048.